From the desk of Classic Kong, welcome to This Day in Music History, right here on WTSG Digital Broadcasting. This is our September the 12th, 2026 edition. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm your host, Classic Kong, and before we begin, as always, a big shout out and thank you to the men and women of the United States Armed Forces, both past and present. Thank you for your service to our country. Coming one day after September 11th, I think it's natural that we carry a little of yesterday's reflection with us today. And strangely enough, our first story gives us four words that seem especially meaningful. Wish you were here. On this day in 1975, Pink Floyd released Wish You Were Here in the United Kingdom. The American release followed the next day. The album came after the enormous success of The Dark Side of the Moon. But instead of simply trying to repeat themselves, Pink Floyd made something deeply reflective. The presence and absence of former bandmate Syd Barrett hangs over the record, especially in Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And then there's the title song, Wish You Were Here. Of course, Pink Floyd didn't write that song about September 11th. It was recorded more than 25 years earlier. But that's one of the remarkable things about music. A song can begin with one meaning and eventually become part of somebody else's story. And sometimes four words are enough. Wish you were here. Today also marks the anniversary of the passing of Johnny Cash, who passed away September the 12th, 2003, at the age of 71. Johnny was country, gospel, folk, rockabilly, and American roots music, all rolled up into one unmistakable voice. And before any of that, Johnny Cash served in the United States Air Force. Eventually, he found his way to Sun Records, and of course, the rest became American music history. From Folsom Prison Blues and I Walk the Line, through those legendary prison recordings at Folsom and San Quentin, and then all the way to his late career American recordings, Johnny Cash reached generations of listeners. And just yesterday, I heard a wonderful Johnny Cash story. I was watching country singer Josh Turner on the Drifting Cowboy podcast, hosted by Dylan Weldon. Josh told the story of being a young singer in 1999 and going to Johnny Cash's home in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He knocked on the door and Johnny answered it. Can you imagine that? You're a young musician trying to find your own road, and suddenly one of the giants who helped build that road is standing right in front of you. Give people their roses while they're here. And while I'm talking about the Drifting Cowboy, I want to send a WTSG Digital Broadcasting shout out to Dylan Weldon. Dylan's a fantastic host. He's knowledgeable and genuinely interested in his guests. And most importantly, he's respectful. He gives people room to tell their stories. So keep up the great work, Dylan. WTSG Digital Broadcasting is listening. Now, drummers, this next one's for us. Neil Peart was born on this day in 1952. When Neil joined Rush in 1974, he didn't simply become the band's new drummer. He became their principal lyricist and a huge part of the identity of Rush. Fans affectionately knew him as the Professor. And behind that enormous drum kit was a musician who never seemed satisfied with simply being good enough. Listen to the drumming in YYZ or Tom Sawyer or Limelight. There's tremendous technique there. But the important thing is that Neil used that technique to make music. As a drummer myself, that's something I really appreciate. Technique should serve the song. And even after Neil had become one of the most respected drummers in the world, he kept studying. There's a lesson in that for all of us. Never become too accomplished to remain a student. So happy birthday, Neil. Okay, now let's move from the drum kit to the piano. On this day in 2014, we sadly lost the wonderful Mr. Joe Sample. This one means a lot to me. I first discovered Joe through the Crusaders and the music connected with the motion picture Sharkey's Machine. Joe could play jazz, funk, soul, and R&B, but whatever setting you put him in, you could recognize that touch. As a classically trained pianist myself, that's one of the things I've always admired about him. Joe didn't need to fill every empty space with notes. He knew when to play. And just as importantly, he knew when not to play. His touch had warmth. His phrasing could make the piano speak. Years later, I rediscovered Joe through a song called Leading Me Back to You, featuring Michael Franks. Joe and Michael wrote the song together, and it appeared on Joe's 1989 album, Spellbound. That recording became deeply personal for me. During my military years, there were times when deployments put thousands of miles between my wife and me. Her love helped sustain me through those separations, and certain songs could somehow make all those miles feel a little shorter. Leading Me Back to You became one of those songs. That's what music can do. Sometimes a record isn't simply something you listen to. It becomes part of your life. If you've never explored Joe Sample, spend some time with Rainbow Seeker, Carmel, Spellbound, and of course his work with the Crusaders. Joe Sample's records, they're absolute gems. So God rest you, Mr. Sample, and thank you for the music. All right, we've reflected and we've remembered. Now somebody plug in the guitars. On this day in 1989, my boys at Aerosmith released Pump. And buddy, this thing rocks. Love in an Elevator, The Other Side, Janie's Got a Gun, What It Takes, and one of my favorites from the record, F-I-N-E, Fine. Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, Brad Whitford, Tom Hamilton, and Joey Kramer were firing on every cylinder. Aerosmith had already made their comeback, but Pump sounded like a band determined to remind everybody exactly who they were. 37 years later, total rocker. Crank it up. Also on this day in 1975, Thin Lizzy gave us Fighting. This was Phil Lynott, Brian Downey, Scott Gorham, and Brian Robertson beginning to lock in that classic Thin Lizzy sound. You can hear the twin guitars taking shape in songs like Rosalie, Wild One, and Fighting My Way Back. Those songs helped set the table for Jailbreak the following year. If your Thin Lizzy collection begins and ends with The Boys Are Back in Town, don't stop there. Keep digging. There's a lot more gold down there. Okay, now let's head back to 1970. On the British album chart, dated September the 12th, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Cosmos Factory was sitting at number one. What a record. Traveling Band, Who'll Stop the Rain, Up Around the Bend, Looking Out My Back Door, and Long As I Can See the Light. John Fogerty and CCR have always been favorites around this desk. John's still out there doing his thing too. God bless him. Some music belongs to a decade. Creedence Clearwater Revival, they belong to America. CCR is an American treasure. And here's a birthday that came with one of the greatest voices ever put on a record. Mr. Barry White, born on this day, 1944. Everybody knows that voice. But don't let the voice overshadow the musician. Barry was a songwriter, arranger, producer, and musician who understood how to construct a record. And when you add the Love Unlimited Orchestra, you begin to appreciate just how much musical architecture was behind that sound. Songs like Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, You're the First, the Last, My Everything, Never, Never Gonna Give You Up. Barry White spent a career singing and composing songs about love. So big shout out and nothing but respect for Barry. Pure legend. Also on the British chart, dated September the 12th, 1970, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles reached number one with The Tears of a Clown. Stevie Wonder and Hank Cosby helped create the music, and Smokey supplied lyrics built around an idea that still resonates today. The entertainer making everybody else smile while hiding sadness underneath. Sometimes the person making the room laugh is carrying something nobody else can see. That's also worth remembering. Be kind. And before we get to today's final spin, I've got one piece of automotive technology that absolutely belongs on WTSG Digital Broadcasting. Back in 1955, Chrysler announced something called the Highway Hi-Fi. It was a record player for your car. Yep. Before streaming CDs, cassettes, and 8-tracks, somebody said, hey, why don't we put a record player in the dashboard? The system used specially designed 7-inch records that played at a slower speed. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm imagining trying to operate one of those things on an Evansville street. Pothole. There goes side two. I'll give them credit, though. They were trying to bring the music wherever the road took you, and I can certainly respect that. We also have several birthdays today, including singer Maria Meldar, jazz trombonist Steve Turay, and singer, songwriter, and pianist Ben Folds. Maria Meldar gave us Maria Meldar and Waitress in a Donut Shop. Steve Turay is a remarkable jazz musician who even developed the use of conch shells as serious musical instruments. And if you want a starting point for Ben Folds, try Whatever and Ever, Amen with Ben Folds 5, followed by his solo album, Rockin' the Suburbs. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating today. And finally, September 12th, is National Day of Encouragement. I like this one. The idea is simple. Encourage somebody. Tell somebody they're doing a good job. Or thank somebody who helped you. Call somebody you've been thinking about. Tell the people you love that you love them. Give people their roses while they're here. And that brings us to today's final spin. We begin today still carrying a little bit of yesterday's September 11th remembrance. And we began with four words. Wish you were here. Many of the people we've talked about today, Johnny Cash, Neil Peart, Joe Sample, Barry White, Phil Lynott, Syd Barrett, are no longer with us. But put on one of their records, and somehow, there they are. Joe Sample sits down at the piano, Neil Peart counts off a Rush song. Johnny Cash walks back into the room with that unmistakable voice. Or Barry White reminds us that love is still worth singing about. Maybe Phil Lynott straps on his battle axe. And when somebody is no longer beside us, music can keep a part of them close. And then there are the people who are still here. John Fogerty is still out there singing those wonderful CCR songs. And there's one title of his that seems especially right today. Long as I can see the light. Somehow, that light lets us know we're okay. Music does something remarkable with time. It carries memories across decades. It carries love across thousands of miles. And sometimes it leads us right back to the people and the places that helped make us who we are. Maybe that's why Joe Sample and Michael Frank's song, Leading Me Back to You, feels so appropriate today. Because in one way or another, the music keeps leading us back to them, to the people we miss, to the people we love, and sometimes back to ourselves. But National Day of Encouragement reminds us to look around at the people who are still standing beside us too. Give people their roses while they're here. Encourage them. Thank them. Tell them you love them. There is still goodness in this world, and there is still love. There is still beautiful music being made. And no matter how dark yesterday may have been, there is still a light somewhere ahead. And as long as we can see that light, we're going to be okay. I'm your host, Classic Kong, for WTSG Digital Broadcasting. I want to thank you for spending a little bit of your time with me today. So until tomorrow, keep listening, keep loving one another, and keep the music playing.